gotta talk about the layers of Nope one day.
The layers of Nope.
The layers of Nope.
The layers.
Dante's.
Dante's Nopeferno.
I know. Can you imagine if Dante's in the first layer? Nope.
Yeah.
Second layer with all of the bestiality? Nope.
Do you understand that that's exactly what I would say if I
mean, no, but that's...
If
that's,
I walk in, there's like little demon babies. Like, nope.
Nope.
These are Nope demons.
Demons?
Nope.
These are
Nope demons.
You guys are so smart. I get these references.
And that would be the end of the
book. It would be a pamphlet. It would be a pamphlet.
And Dante walked into the first one.
With
nope.
seven bullet points. Level one,
the,
nope.
He looked
and
around
the level
and saw
of O's
some
and
ill
the capitalization.
Shit.
First things first, when I wake, with my wallet that I'm close to the cake. Got a dream with my dollar and I deem that the green in my garden keep growing. Get more green than a whole home smelling like a bakery. Gotta eat like I gotta have a cake disease. I stay laced with the force and the fake.
We going?
We're live.
And we're live. What up, though, loved ones? Tis I, your guy, Handsome Bane. A Violet Power Claim, your compelling protagonist. Woo. And we are all here for one special night. I have Kat Chinetti to my left. I have the Honorable Nancy.
Hello.
Juan is here. And also, how did I get all the way over there?
I
don't know. But we're here for one special celebration. Boy. It is the Golden Powie Night, where we pay honor to all those who are nominated for the Golden Powie Awards.
Yay.
There you go. Yeah, you can clap it up for that. So let's.
One day we'll get you a soundboard.
That would be nice. But it's fine. I like the live shit.
The live enthusiasm.
Yes. Like actual people. So we're going to start with the first award and get into Finesse Player of the Year.
Taking my leave on that.
Did y'all hear that?
By one.
That can't be.
Oh, God. God
damn it.
Baba, do skip it, you wop.
Damn it.
Almost forgot.
Well.
I thought you were dead.
I died last year. It's me. Dusty from the past.
Somehow, Dusty Willie from the 1940s has commandeered a teleportation device.
I built a DeLorean, and I flew into the future.
Flown into the future.
One.
Doc Brown stole my idea.
Of course. A white man stole your idea. That's kind of his thing, guys. So,
Papa Dubois.
So, how did you make this DeLorean with no sight?
He is not handicapped, he is incapable.
I've been blind for a while now. Since yesterday.
All right, never mind. Okay, we're going to get into Finesse Player of the Year. Finesse Player is, of course, the Scammer of the Year, and there were some pretty cool, funny scams going on in 2018. It's award season. We can
check it.
There we go. It's award season, and you know, the Golden Globes just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Corny, garbage, whatever. This is the shit that you want to win. This coveted, the much vaunted, much sought after Powie Award here. So let's dig in. Let me get Dusty Willie, apparently. Since he can
I'm see. Back. I'm taking this here.
He's going to watch. He's going to read this. There's no Braille on these, by the way. But it's fine. Nancy, please, if you do.
It says, Finesse Player of the Year.
Yeah. Please open it, and let's get. Let's
Finesse go Player of the Year.
My uncle.
Should we read the categories or like the
this
the nominees?
Is the finesse. Yeah, so we're gonna do.
We'll discuss the nominees.
Sorry,
prompting me to tell everybody what's going on. These are all gonna be mini Royal Rumbles. So what we're going to do is vote on the two people that come out. The winner goes back into the cup. The loser is out of the cup. And we go on until we have a winner in that category. So you're going to see the process live. Okay? So who do we have first up?
It says MAGA Hat Honey. I don't know.
MAGA Hat Honey.
Yes, yes, yes. And?
I have two, I think, on this list. Tyrone Anderson?
Tyrone Henderson.
Howard Scammer?
The Howard Scammer.
Oh, I loved him.
Tyrone Scamming Ass. So you guys, a quick explanation. The guy who was skimming money off the top from Howard University. And then he took many photos, and he had a stylist, and all kinds of things. He had like a picture
trips,
where he like was jumping in the air. Okay, so
name brand cars and outfits. Things a person in his position who was part of the financial
aid office, yes.
Not have been able to do.
We had one of those at our school this year.
A scammer?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. We made $120,000 off the financial aid office.
Same with Tyrone.
Saying there were weird like expenses that.
Now was it white?
No, it was me. I just made $120,000 investment.
Mm-hmm. All right. You suck.
I hate you. The MAGA right. Hat Honey, I don't think it was scammer enough because it's just, she's trying to live off that.
She went on Twitter and said that her family disowned her because she was a Trump supporter.
But
and then a bunch of,
to be honest, she wasn't, right?
No,
she
wasn't.
She just wanted to see how much money she gets from people.
And she got, you know what? I changed my decision. The MAGA Hat Honey.
I'm going
MAGA
Hat.
Yeah,
she did it for me. This one was stealing from kids who needed financial aid. Tyrone, you didn't do it right. This one was stealing from nitwits.
From assholes,
right.
Yeah.
Right back. All right. Cat and I. All right.
Let's see what we got, kids.
As long as you're stealing from the poor and giving to the rich, a la Robin Hood, I'm good.
Stealing from the
idiots. Didn't you just say stealing from the poor?
It is of no importance because she's back.
My bad.
That's what I do.
She's back.
MAGA Hat Honey's back. I mean, the government does it all the time. I'm just repeating it verbatim.
So the MAGA Hat Honey is back, and I've got Anna Delvey, the fake German heiress.
Yeah, she went a ways. She would just show up at events. And would be like, yeah, we're talking art. And people would just be like, oh, yes, of course I know you. So she was really scamming rich people out of money, just kind of being like, oh, you don't know who I am? And it's like, yes. But she currently faces 15 years in prison.
Nah, she ain't did it right.
No, she got caught.
They're making a Netflix show about her, so.
Oh,
so
maybe she did do it.
Maybe she did.
I'm gonna go, yeah, I'm going Anna.
Yeah,
the only reason why I'm sticking to MAGA Hat is because she just was handed money. All she had to do was just say that she was, and she was handed money.
Oh, yeah. No,
this one had to put
too.
In work. Like, she had to pretend like she knew information, give vocal intonations like she was somewhere. She put in too much work.
Yeah.
Least amount of work, get the most amount of return.
I'm still
going
to put in for MAGA Hat Honey because she scammed some idiots.
Oh, yes.
Who deserve to
this
be
is
scammed.
This is
illegal,
how
right?
you're supposed
well,
to do it.
She did it in a legal way, and guess what? You don't get your money back.
No, yeah, absolutely. That's right. That's a good one. That's a good point. All right, go ahead.
Good. What's left?
Put this guy as a scammer.
Dang it! It's MAGA Hat Honey's back up again.
We need a bigger bowl.
We need a bigger bowl. Can I have that bag?
We're gonna
actually,
need a bigger bowl.
Billy McFarlane and the Fire Festival.
Ah, yeah. Dude from Fire Festival. So Fire Fest was not 2018. However, he was caught again and arrested this time for, let's see where it is.
Wasn't it the
money laundering for fake ticket sales scheme completely separate from Fire Festival.
What?
So,
Is it bad that I really just genuinely think he might be really inept at planning events?
He might
just be a rich asshole who
doesn't know any better. Because he went through the process of getting tents. There was actual people who were
supposed
who were paid,
to be
not everybody.
They were supposed to be like houses, though.
Right. But we're not even talking about Fire Festival because that wasn't 2018. Because
that was a.
We're talking about this new thing that he just got arrested for. So I'm still going MAGA hat.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it twice.
I'm ride or die Billy McFarland. I'm in for him.
I'm going for
MAGA hat is sticking to it. She did the least amount of what. I love it.
No, but MAGA hat. No, but I think this time he probably didn't do any work. He probably just said, I'm having a party, and everyone's like, here's my money.
Yeah. Twice? No, if you fell for the Fire Festival, that's on
yeah,
him.
No, that's not.
You fell for this, that's definitely
the world
on you.
Loves to pay an asshole.
True. You're right.
People pay
but
me.
But, again, I think all you still time. Have to go with the not getting caught and the you gave me this money.
And you're not getting it back. Like, there's justice for these people somewhere in some form.
Yeah,
of,
he's in jail.
Jail. So MAGA hat goes back in?
MAGA's
MAGA
going
hat
back.
Goes back in.
Bye.
Move the transfer all those
into the bag.
Transfer all those.
All right, listeners. Sorry, you're about to get a bunch of crap.
Yeah, there's an ASMR moment happening.
Yep. Sorry, and it's not the sexy Cardi B version of it either. Sorry.
Anyway.
Cardi B has ASMR?
She has an ASMR. And
what is she doing?
All right.
Kind of talking about her albums, and it works, guys.
I was
going
to ask
Sorry,
you to feel
better
in this, because I felt like it was too much.
All right. Dine and Dash.
I got the lunch ladies who skimmed $478K in student lunch money.
Nice.
What? Wow.
As they should.
Did the students still eat, though?
I mean, probably.
Kind of?
You know, like...
They
didn't
eat like the lunch ladies.
I mean,
they weren't eating like the lunch ladies was eating.
I mean, they were.
I
eating.
Don't even know how you even find that much money. In the
yeah, place. I mean, what do you,
you know
say?
What?
Like,
the kids were handing you the cash, but you were never putting it in the till.
Well, I mean, or I guess you could go for it's $4.50, not $4. Like, I guess that would be a way to do it.
Yeah. Or they figured out some sort of Superman 3 type of.
I think that's exactly how it's described.
And
I have the article.
Somewhere along the lines, they were skimming money, but fractions of a cent off each transaction.
Well, yeah. So the scam occurred over a long period of time. Relatively small amounts. The district was unaware of these discrepancies until it
they overcharged
new
the
I came up with that idea, and the writer of Superman 3 took it from me.
I can't.
God damn it.
I can't. I want justice for the babies, because you were scamming these kids. You were charging them $5 when it was only supposed to be $4.75.
Yeah, and I mean, but that,
and
I mean,
you can buy a cookie with that quarter.
Yeah, the Dine and Dash ladies, probably, they win for me because, you know, the dude who was scamming Dine and Dash, it's funny, but it's not like...
It's not a big deal. So we putting the lunch ladies back in?
Well, I think the lunch ladies win. You guys, what do you think? Lunch ladies. All right.
It's nice to not have the MAGA
guys.
Come on, MAGA.
That was a fun round without the MAGA hat girl.
What the?
That, nope. That's
Billy's out of here.
Oops.
Can you stop hitting the microphone?
No. Okay.
There you go. ASMR.
The sweet, sultry ASMR of someone's shoulder bumping a microphone.
Oh, this is it. This is the final.
Oh,
whoever wins this wins the golden powie.
Skibbibwop doobwop.
The lunch ladies, we know, all right?
The lunch ladies.
Listen, scamming the babies. Scamming a trumpeter.
Scamming the babies. That's one of my album names.
You suck, bro.
Scamming the babies.
Double platinum.
You are human garbage.
It went copper.
I bet it did. You're human garbage.
Double copper.
I'm a ride or die for the MAGA hat.
Yeah, I'm all in on
MAGA hat.
I feel like I could take my MAGA hat, scam money, and pay off Sally Mae and just be like, see?
I also feel like you could do it again.
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding? I could do it right now.
Wait, she's not in trouble for it either. She willingly tossed money into the best part of a finesse.
When it came out, she was like, I changed my political allegiance. That's all she needs to say. It doesn't matter if it's fucking true or not.
No.
That's how she got her fucking followers.
Trump is sitting there lying all day talking about Mexico's paying off the wall, and Mexico's talking about
we're not paying for the fucking wall.
And Mexico's like, I'm sorry, wall? No.
Did you hear Mexico's recent response? It was like, This sounds like an internal issue.
We are an external.
All right, great. We're moving on. Wait, to the golden do-rag for the thug of the year.
Oh, God.
All right, we'll start things off.
I can't even remember what a thug of the month is. Like, who's a thug of January?
All right.
I don't know.
Me?
Thug of the year.
I did February.
Who are we going with? Oh, here.
All right.
I knew I was going to get this one.
All right. So I got Cersei Lannister.
All right.
Ooh.
I got Thanos.
Ooh.
Oh! Ooh.
I'm Team Thanos because you know what? I didn't give a shit about Spider-Man until I watched that kid die.
Damn!
Like,
I didn't either.
But okay. I had a moment in that theater where he goes, "Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good," and I was like,
"I don't think there needs to be any more endorsement."
There's my face.
You didn't care about Spider-Man.
Not that one.
You didn't care about Spider-Man.
I was a ride or die Andrew Garfield. And
I love Spider-Man. I've always loved Spider-Man.
Was he your idea?
Spider-Man in the 40s, though? Was it?
No, there wasn't.
Was it?
You had to question it, though.
Yeah, no, they're so old, so, yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
You're from the past, right?
I'm sorry. Okay. I had a pet spider that I called Man all the time.
Okay.
I thought you meant Spider's Man McGee.
I was going to go with Cersei, but you know.
He's eight spiders.
Anytime you mention the kids, it's just too much.
Cersei forced her own kids to...
She
took sex away.
Let's also not forget when they fucked at her son's funeral. Like,
on her son.
Yeah, she's
on the corpse.
She's like kind of a baller, but
girls.
Like I'm a little
she's not necessarily a
thug. I mean, she had to work for it.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Come on,
move. We gotta keep it moving.
Hustle.
We have very little time.
I don't know who this person is. Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Khabib, the guy who beat the dog shit out of Conor McGregor there.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And then jumped over the gate to go beat up his corner.
Somebody pull up that video because I have no idea.
We will send
everything
to
you. About that.
Yeah, just keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
So, what I have Thanos.
Okay.
I mean, it's Thanos.
But I mean, okay.
But.
So, what happened was.
Real life or fiction?
I'll say real life.
What had happened was.
Because if I was. I was either one of those people, I'd be hella salty. Like, he put hands on Connor, and then he put hands on me.
Take care of the
somebody who can just mollywop person after person in real life, that's who you don't want to mess with in real life. Thanos, on the other hand, he didn't beat up.
Yes, he did.
He neutered the Hulk out of the country of Wakanda.
I mean, he knocked Hulk into depression.
He neutered the Hulk.
Yeah, no, he.
And he wasn't even using the stone. Nope. How did I know that? I'm from the 40s.
he gave the Hulk such like crippling depression. It was heartbreaking.
My Bruce Banner's like, come on, man. Right, he's like, no. I'm like, really, bro?
Yeah, I just, oh man. Shout out to Mark Ruffalo for actually having a soul in a character that's never gotten a good movie adaptation. So
true. True.
Him dressing up as Tony Stark in Thor Ragnarok was the best thing that ever happened.
Well, shout out
to
Khabib.
Either character.
I'm going Thanos.
Shout out
I'm
to
team
Khabib. Thanos is there.
Honorable mention for Khabib, though.
Damn, Khabib.
Yeah. Sometimes it'd be like that.
Sometimes it Khabib does. Like that. Oh, God.
Salty.
Yeah, I told you that joke earlier.
I
ain't gonna tell it on TV.
I'll be here all week. Ooh, here's a good one. Becky Lynch.
Who's Becky Lynch?
She's a former WWE SmackDown Women's Champion.
See, I don't watch TV no more.
It's fine. It's fine. You got Thanos.
Thanos.
Jeez.
I didn't want cheese the first time.
So on her way out, I will say that Becky Lynch has been owning everyone on Twitter.
Okay.
That's kind of like the claim to fame now is because she got injured by a real right hand from a professional wrestler, Nia Jax. It actually was like she suffered from what they were calling a broken face. And so what she did
during that
time.
Who's going back in? We didn't vote.
Thanos.
Yeah, we didn't vote.
My bad.
Who was the other person?
Thanos.
Thanos. Everybody keeps thinking Thanos.
Come on.
Yeah, but.
You got that sassy
purple
thing.
Before I say that, I'm going to say this is what she said to. She's beefing with.
So do I.
What's the chick's name? Ronda Rousey. She says,
Rhonda, when you got your face broke, you went and hid under your blankie. I went and main evented your show, and your jaw is as weak as your mind.
Damn, that is some shade, goddamn shade.
Your mind is as weak as your jaw, and I'm going to move heaven and earth to break them both.
Whoa! So,
yes. Her Twitter fingers are incredible.
Her Twitter fingers
are amazing. Good thing none of those broke.
She has incredible Twitter fingers.
She is a keyboard warrior.
She is a forest fire Twitter finger.
And then she beat the shit out of Charlotte later on. So yeah, that's that. So let's go Thanos. You keep Thanos. And then somebody
I'm about to start getting mad that we're not keeping real life people because Thanos just up and down.
Yeah. I mean, and then Eric Killmonger. I love the guy.
And he dead anyways. Can we toss him back?
Eric Killmonger, though.
He didn't make it to the next movie.
I love him.
Oh, man. My mom has, like, the biggest crush on Michael B. Jordan. It's the funniest thing. Everyone does.
I vote Eric Killmonger.
I mean, who doesn't?
Somebody can vote Eric Killmonger.
I vote Eric Killmonger.
Surprise, Thanos. Golden Durag Award. You've earned it, my friend.
Thanos with the Golden Durag Award.
But Eric Killmonger, bonus points for just... Oh my God, you're cuter than a fucking mug.
He is, but I want to date Michael B. Jordan, not Eric Killmonger, because obviously he will kill you even if he's dating you.
I want both.
Because he killed his girl.
I mean, yeah, but the thrill of danger keeps things alive.
He would have killed
his
auntie.
What a way to go out.
She knew this was going to happen. That girl
hi, auntie.
No, she didn't.
All right, now we've reached the middle of the show.
Yeah, but like that hi, auntie, like mic drop line.
Yeah.
That's when he snatched up your heart, but then he tried to kill it.
Ladies, are you ready for the best in adult male entertainment? Then come to the Showdown in Motown all-male review at Watts Club, Mozambique. All the players will be there. Scorpion, Damon, the Mustangs, King Caesar, Viper, Cobra, Final Assault, Magnum. It's the Showdown in Motown at Watts Club, Mozambique, on Finkel Avenue, next to the building with the dude on the front that was getting shocked with the toaster. You know the one. You've seen it. Guy says, yow. You're really from the D if you know what I'm talking about. Watts Club, Mozambique.
All right, we've reached the middle of the show where we must pay homage to those who have passed in the year of 2018 in memoriam. And so we're giving the award for rest in the most peace. We're going to miss you the most. Let's kind of fly through these because like 90 celebrities passed this year. It's a whole lot of them. So let's just kind of say a name. Actually, you know what? Let's four-way rumble. Yeah, let's four-way rumble this one.
We just grab two and hand one off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Whoever was on pass, good job.
Thanks. That was a joint effort.
It was.
All right. Rest in the most peace.
Rest in the most peace out of these four.
Wow, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds did pass away this year.
Yeah, that mustache is gone.
I've got Damn. Big Van Vader. Who's the man?
Damn, did he pass this year too?
I got
did.
Stan the Man Lee.
Oh.
I got Mac Miller. I don't really know who he is, but I love his album.
He's that rapper that did Ariana Grande that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good album.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, you're not beating.
I'm assuming it's Stan the Man.
I think it's Stan. He got the biggest pop.
I gotta say, though, Mac Miller got bigger after he died. He had a Tupac effect.
Yeah. Hey, man. Anyway, they talked a little.
Tupac's not dead. Oh, there you go.
He's just resting. It's
all
a long
right.
rest.
Imagine 70 years from now, Tupac's like, nah,
Kim Porter.
Kim Porter.
Oh, that was sad.
Kim P. Diddy's baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and model and just overall.
She had her own career.
Overall great person. And,
I didn't know her.
And the inspiration for Forever My Lady. Forever My Lady was written about her. So.
I got a Vern Mini-Me Troyer.
Oh.
Wait, wasn't that 2017?
I got Winnie Mandela.
Winnie Mandela.
Oh, okay.
Dusty Willie.
Oops. I put that in there. Because it died last year. I'm from the 40s.
Lord.
Bop-a-doop, skibby-doop. I'm not here, but I am.
Shut up.
I'm right. Putting in for Winnie Mandela.
Winnie Mandela. Talking back. Yeah, Winnie, talks so. Winnie back in.
I'm putting in for me.
All right.
No one misses you.
Oh. Are we tossing Willie back in?
No, we're not tossing Willie back in. There's only one winner.
There can only be one
now.
There can only be one Willie. That's why I killed the old Willie.
What?
Looper?
Huh?
Did you really pull a Looper?
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Who's Penny Marshall?
What? Laverne. Who's Penny Marshall? Of Laverne and Shirley.
But listen, I don't know actors' real names in real life. Jeez. So when you said Laverne of Laverne and Shirley, I said, oh, yeah.
Laverne Cox.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Laverne Cox is completely different.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, George H.W. Bush. Oh.
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 You know, we went to high school together.
I believe it.
You know,
he called me nigga.
Well,
every day.
I can't weigh in on that one.
Every time I saw him, he was hanging up, nigga. I'm still alive.
You're the worst, dog. You see what happens when you use that word sparingly and then just unleash it at the right time?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Who you got?
Good time.
Who you got?
I'm back on Winnie Mandela.
God damn it, Kat.
Yo, that is the best timing I've ever had.
Winnie Mandela. Listen, guys, I am heartbroken.
A couple of my friends call my mom Barbara Bush.
Oh.
Like,
damn.
That's their nickname for her.
God damn.
Jill, what? If you're hearing this, I'm never going to tell you who it is. And I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
Dang.
Aww. Hey, yeah, Jill. No, everybody's about to get tortured.
I mean, I think it's cute that, you know, he died, like, right after his wife.
Bitch,
I thought that was cute, but, you know.
Yes. I got Anthony Bourdain.
God damn it.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Winnie Mandela.
We love her.
Love her, but...
Nah. No. Love your stuff.
That was so...
Yeah.
There's only one more in there.
All right. No, there's three.
There's two. Oh,
there's three. And I'm going to let you guys do it.
Take from my hand. You're only doing this because I can't see.
Fucking liar.
Is this in Braille?
Anthony Bourdain.
What you got?
Oh, you must have
Stanley. Yeah, you must have a royal flush.
First of all, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Aretha Franklin.
Damn.
Oh.
Damn.
Shit.
Damn.
That was this year.
Ooh. Aretha Franklin, okay. Stanley.
Aretha and
Anthony Bourdain.
Did you hear about Aretha Franklin's tax debt?
No. Yeah.
Who'd that fall to? How much is it?
Millions.
Oh, Aretha's on. She's in debt. She's coming for people. Come on, she's coming for your neck.
Fuck it.
Well, no,
yeah,
she's coming for your wallet.
Yeah. So who is it? Aretha.
Okay, I'm gonna eliminate Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. My vote's for Stanley.
Stanley.
I'm gonna go with Aretha Franklin.
If you didn't go with Aretha.
No. He's saying that he's going to go with her like he used to date her.
Yeah, she called me nigga too.
I'm the only reason I'm putting in for Stanley is because of what
you would be the only one not calling him a nigga.
Stop it. Alright.
the only reason I'm gonna put him in for that is because he did a really good job of trying to be as inclusive to as many communities as he could be in the stuff that he made.
Right.
And he always wanted whatever new group he learned about or came to understand to feel like they had a place, whether that was in the X-Men, whether that was with the Avengers, wherever someone else went who was different, they had a home. And I think that's really important. And that's why Captain America is such an enduring character, because he wanted to make sure that the people who were fighting in the Second World War felt like they had a home, felt they had a home they could see.
Storm.
Yeah.
Storm, Black Panther.
I think you nailed it. Yeah. I'm going Stan.
Dang it. I was with Aretha.
I love Aretha.
I love Aretha.
I think that Aretha gets
Aretha's from Detroit.
Aretha gets the second most piece, but only like a tiny bit less.
It's like this.
I mean, technically speaking, in recognizability, Aretha, mm-hmm. you play her music. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot. Not everybody reads a comic book. Not everybody watches
Avengers
or know who they are. There's a lot of people who got into the movie solely because someone else dragged them there. But mm-hmm. Aretha, you put that on, and whether or not you can speak English, you're spelling respect.
Well, you know my favorite Aretha Franklin song is the Different World theme song. So
now, Different World was my show. That's the only reason why I even wanted to go to college.
Didn't she sing that ABC song with the Sesame Street?
No, that's Patti LaBelle.
Oh, that was Patti LaBelle.
That was Patti LaBelle.
Yeah. Our sisters did the Counting of 12.
Yeah, the 12 song. Yep.
Yeah. No, Aretha was on it, and she did a shitload for women. She did a shitload for women of color, and she hustled her ass off, and it shows.
For that, I'm going to stick with Aretha. Y'all can go with Stan if you want to, but Aretha's number one in my heart.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stan.
There we go.
Stan. You're standing for Stan?
All right. I think that'll do it. Stan Lee, come and, take care. Oh, shit.
We'll send it to the
family. To the Powies.
Okay.
All right. All right. Next one. Meme of the year. We're going to just four-way it again. I think that's the meme of the year. That's system works.
May-may.
The May-may of the year.
The May. Oh, I got like four stuck together.
Oh, okay.
Here, take a meme.
Options.
Take a meme.
I'm hitting.
All right, let's do it.
I got Surprise Pikachu.
I didn't put it in there. Surprise Pikachu, yes.
Oh, my God.
I got Savage Patrick.
That was a good one.
I got Tired SpongeBob. I don't know who he is.
Tired SpongeBob.
And I have Baby Cardi B.
I'm putting in for Surprise Pikachu just because it was such an institution.
Surprise Pikachu still is.
These are way tougher going 4x4, I think.
Yeah. Baby Cardi B, it's like my mama said that you can't do this. Like, that is so.
But here's the thing.
You know, everybody had a kid who was snitch-tastic.
I don't really know much about much in this sort of space, but it sounds like Baby Cardi B was more catered to the black community. Whereas the Surprise Pikachu is for everyone.
I don't remember the Surprise Pikachu. I kind of agree.
I don't have a ton of intel in the Baby Cardi B.
Surprise Pikachu, because I don't remember that.
You don't remember?
I honestly don't, and I think it's because of the Coquito.
Do you like the way I said community?
I did not.
Community. Enunciation.
I love and support you, and we'll get through this together.
Okay, so this is the thing about the Peter Baelish. You shouldn't trust me. Ned, trust him. Peter Baelish betrays Ned in the next episode. Ned. So they all work like that. So yeah, I think it depends on like the joke that they use.
Yeah,
it's
but
so
I also
good.
Think
because somebody used Surprise Pikachu when they said job. Pays you terrible amount of money, and then works terribly job, and then Surprise Pikachu. It was like, yeah, damn it, that was really good.
Yeah, really no, but good. I also think that the proliferation of the Surprise Pikachu memes means that net-wise, there are more Surprise Pikachus.
Yeah, so like, I think Baby Cardi started getting annoying. After a while.
I agree. I still have a good laugh at a Surprise Pikachu fairly regularly.
I'm being reminded of a Surprise Pikachu right now, but that's how rarely I've seen it. But the Baby Cardi B was so to my heart because our sibling...
it's a lot of what I grew up with.
Our missing sibling, the third one, is Baby Cardi B.
I'm fairly certain I never saw a Baby Cardi B meme, and I feel super awkward right now.
See, here we go.
See, Google exists.
I mean, how do you no, think I felt stay when people this. Started throwing the N-word around? I was like, well, it's I'll okay. just melt into just... a puddle under the table.
Let's stay in this.
That's because exactly what you're supposed to do.
The best thing you can do is just not say anything at all.
Yeah, that I... I didn't.
So this was this was something that she posted 5 years old, and then people would just
say, no, I bit the inside of my lip so hard.
My mama said that's your third husband. So it's just like playing on how children say horribly embarrassing things to people. And, and but
you know,
like,
when you said it, sassy. I saw the meme.
I'm going
in
Pikachu.
My head.
Yeah, I'm going Pikachu. So going two Pikachu. Out of four is I think that's enough to do it unless you guys are going to vote the same.
I'm going with Pikachu as well.
All right. This is three out of four now, so.
All right.
Overruled.
Cool.
To incorrectly quote Meatloaf,
goes back
three out of four ain't bad.
Not bad.
It's the wrong fraction, but I tried. I'm not good at math.
Wait.
Wait. Oh, Nancy's passing them out. Okay.
All I want in my life is a good Meatloaf from Rocky Horror or Spice World cosplay. He ogled me at Rhode Island Comic Con. It was really awkward.
Meatloaf?
Yeah, he was looking at my ass while he was getting pulsed around in a wheelchair.
Of course.
Bubble sings.
Who?
Not at Rhode Island.
Okay, so Bibble Sings is where
Bibble.
So Bibble's I think it was a character from one of the weird kid cartoon shows.
Already somebody else
across the pond.
I put that down.
So and then it would be like somebody would just post like R&B lyrics because he's like this, singing like this, and then it was like the Shaq meme where everybody was posting like old
or
stuff.
Or like the one where they had Mike Wazowski with the like spotlight.
Yeah, and he's
so
like
Bibble,
singing.
Bibble Sings is already, yeah, let's go.
All right, who else we got?
I have Is This Your King memes.
Oh, yeah.
I got the American Chopper argument.
Yes, those are great.
Yeah,
The American Chopper is the show American Chopper, but they're having
a hardcore argument.
Yeah,
it was
that's
like
really
American
good.
Education, you need to learn this, and then me as a student, I need to learn how to do my taxes. American education, here's how you multiply. And I was just like, yeah, that was basically it. You learned absolutely nothing. And when he got into the real world, it was like, how does
what you got, blind dog?
I got a surprise Pikachu.
I feel like it's between Is This Your King and Surprise Pikachu.
Is This Your King would work?
Is This Your King?
Is this your king?
Yeah. I don't.
Another one.
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
So anything
is
that.
Is This Your King?
Yeah, so anything that everybody
so
likes.
Yeah, so
when they have the
when I was in when I was in Italy when that movie came out, and I missed a shitload of the memes because I was just not
watching the movie like a normal person?
Yeah, and also I was watching it in Italian.
Oh.
Which was.
What does that sound like? Is This Your King?
Yeah, no, I was watching it in Italian with the subtitles on the bottom. I speak a decent amount Yep. Okay. Any excuse to ogle Eric Killmonger? Yeah, I'm in on the Is This Your King?
Me trying
to I wasn't
from
too
a
happy with
shop.
Killmonger because his suit, the one that has all the little pimples, it's like tripophobia-tastic to me.
That's his skin.
Well, yeah, but I think it's supposed to be representational of the fact that he created his own tribe.
No,
he's actually imitating an African tribe that actually does that to their skin, but to more of an extreme, where they do it for more of an aesthetic. He's doing it for kills.
That's his skin.
Bills, is this your paycheck?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That might be.
Yeah. Is This Your King?
All right. All right. Yeah.
Is this
your king?
Is this your king?
Goddamn meme skipping international whatever. Fuck.
I mean, the memes are the only reason why I watched Bird Box.
That was his skin. His skin looked like that. It's nasty.
It's a generational disease.
How? Okay. All right. Whatever, man. Whatever.
What, you got a question?
No.
Is this a pigeon meme? You were ready for that one.
Oh, no.
Oh, the Yanni Laurel argument. When you would listen to it, it would sound like either Yanni or Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel. When you're listening to it and you're looking at the word Yanni, you hear Yanni. But if you're looking at the word Laurel, you hear Laurel. Which is
weird. I just switched both ears, man. I could do it either
but
way.
But it was more annoying than meme-tastic.
Laurel.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Laurel.
I don't feel so good. As in, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
Stop singing. Skip it, you
bop. Stop. Why was it in my neck, bro?
Why do you gotta at me like this? I got, is this your king?
Is this your king? Is this a pigeon that's dumb to me?
I mean, yeah.
I get it. But, like,
but
it's,
we're
it's
not
cute.
We're not going for what is cool now. We're going for what won the year. And for my two cents, I think the is this a pigeon meme won the year.
Well,
what
out of
is
these?
This a pigeon?
So it's an anime
this
skill
right here.
Of a guy.
This one?
Yeah, well,
looking
he
at a
literally
butterfly.
Says, is this a pigeon? And so people just like mix
would
it
put
up
other
like that.
Things in there and like put like a different thing. So like,
nah.
Yeah. So. For instance, you could put a picture of Scarlett Johansson and say, is this an Asian? Like, you know. So.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That. Oh, God. Was that this year?
Yep.
I think it was.
Oh, Jesus.
Not that I know.
I still think, is this your king? Because it fits so, it fits
yeah,
on
no.
so many levels.
Is this a pigeon? Is pretty up there.
The
Mr. Stark.
Mr. Stark.
I don't
feel
so good.
Yeah, all the fadeaways were really funny. Like when somebody faded Bill Cosby away, all the people who were getting canceled got faded away.
Mm.
I thought those were funny, but out of these, I would go. I don't feel so good. So
that's fair.
I don't know.
Is this your king?
All right.
Are these your bills?
Yeah.
Is that your car?
That shit is funny, but I.
Is that right. Your outfit? Is this your hair?
Is this the best you could do?
Yeah. Is this your Dusty? Because it's not. He died last year. I'm a different one.
The worst.
All right. So I'm a stand with Mr. Stark then.
Okay.
I'm a stand with Mr. Stark.
I don't feel so good.
I don't feel so good.
I still think is this a pigeon, but I am definitely
for the sake
minority
of moving
on that
on.
One.
Yeah.
I mean, I could argue because I would like to be a professor of mammalogy someday, which is the study of memes.
That will totally be a thing in like 2 years.
I can't.
It will.
It'll be a thing in 2 years.
I can't wait. I'm thrilled.
Yeah. Have a meme historian?
Yeah.
When it came out, what it's reference to? How you can use it in regular. Oh, dang it.
All right.
This actually fits
this gotta
so
be
well.
New.
I don't feel so good.
Yes. I don't feel so good.
The squinting sister.
Ooh,
oh,
yes.
Oh,
the squinting squint.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a lot of fun. The Key and Peele Obama meet and greet.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. I
that
love it. And then there's a
good.
Haitian comedian that did the translated version. I cried laughing.
Young Thug, Lil Durk at the computer.
Damn it. That's so
that
good.
That was.
Fuck.
I don't.
This is probably the toughest round.
I'm doing
okay.
Some creative Googling because I don't.
Do it.
Because.
I've probably seen it. I just.
You probably have. It looks like. Black dudes on CSI.
Like they're about to
crack. Oh, yeah.
I love how they add the extra picture and it's 21
Savage. 21
Savage
is the picture
villain.
Looking at. Yeah. Damn it. I don't know. Cause.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a really good one.
This round is tough. Who did you have again?
This one's already out. I don't feel so good.
Yeah.
The Key and Peele Obama.
Damn it. I think I'm going to go Key and Peele Obama meet and greet because they worked so hard on it. And then, like,
what was the first
one I saw was Marvel movies.
Yes.
So good.
For anybody who hasn't seen it yet, I mean, hold
on. So which way are you guys going? Yes. See, I see all of those.
It might have to go. I think I might be voting this one. I might be Team Young Thug.
Okay, so what we can do is get rid of those other two and then put these two back in.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, but Squinting Girl was like. Pretty.
She was. That was so good.
That was good.
That was very good.
All right.
Put them both in.
All right.
Just for the sake of moving on.
All right, and let's do. What are we at for memes?
All right.
Oh, God. Oh God, that was this year.
I'm back on the Key and Peele Obama.
Yep.
Meet and greet.
The Predator handshake.
Change my mind.
Change my mind is
change my,
cool.
Was good.
But
what is the Predator handshake?
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers. Oh. And then just the agreement meme.
I'm going to change my mind.
I got the Young Thug and Lil Durk computer.
I got the Key and Peele Obama.
God damn it.
Change my mind. Change my mind. Just try.
So I'm essentially forced to. You know, what sucks is that I kind of want to go Predator Dab.
We can't do one or four for each. I know.
Damn it.
Just about to be a rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, no. I'll make the decision.
Let me make a thing here.
An argument for that?
Argument. The change my mind works on so many levels, especially right now.
One.
Choose change my mind.
Water. So
and change my mind. Why shouldn't choose that one?
No.
Did you verbally make a change my mind meme?
Yes,
you
did.
You did.
But like not well.
No.
I'm from the 40s.
Yeah.
So there's no. That's pretty good for somebody from the 40s.
Yeah.
Like if you've ever handed your mother or grandmother the phone
when there's
a meme or something or a video, who is this? I don't fucking know.
I mean, I've had to
grandma.
I've had to tell my parents at this point. I'm like, it's my friend.
Right.
Like we're at prime.
I don't know who this is.
Anyone on the internet is my friend. They're my friend.
Somebody.
Yeah, no, I've never met them, but they're my friend.
Okay.
Team, change my mind. Change my mind.
Obama can't peel.
Does that make it 2-2?
That makes it 2. Wait, are you changing my mind or are you?
Yeah.
So you're not Young Thug.
Nope.
Okay.
So,
I'm Justin.
So we would need the background players to.
All right, background
choose.
Players.
There you go.
Obama or change my mind.
The Obama
Key and Peele Obama or change my mind.
Change my mind.
Change my mind. We got 1 for change my mind.
I'm going for change my mind.
We got 2 for change my mind.
I'm gonna go for Key and Peele Obama.
Yes.
Change my mind was enough though.
Dang it.
Yeah, change my mind goes.
See him, I like.
Also, I'd just like to give a special shout-out. You were talking about Michael B. Jordan earlier. Michael B. Jordan made a girl bite down on her retainer and break it, and that allowed her to get to speak to Michael B. Jordan. She literally broke it in the movie theater because she thought he was so hot that she bit down and broke
damn.
It.
Damn.
She was hungry.
I'm moderately attractive. I've never made a woman break her retainer.
I'd like to pay for your broken retainer because my hotness broke it.
What?
And then she had a total meltdown because Michael B.
Well, I bet.
It's a good.
Wait,
it's
what
a
can
good,
I break?
Yeah, I'm like,
the only thing I could break is my brassiere right now.
No, honey, break one of your teeth.
I already did.
All right.
I did too. And it's gonna
wow, how do we get here?
What do we got?
We have Rolf at the window.
That's a good one.
And
change my mind.
Change my
this
mind.
This is the finals.
Which one's Rolf at the window?
Ed and Eddie guy.
Yeah.
At the window.
No, it's change my mind.
Everybody kind of ran with it.
It's changed my mind.
The one where he's. It's,
I think Change My Mind like fits the.
The
really
year.
Fits the environment that we're in.
Change my mind.
Change my mind.
And then
change
Rolf got really annoying. And
yeah.
And everybody
it,
started.
It kind of made me like Ed, Edd n Eddy less, which is bad because it's a really good show.
Yeah.
It's a really. Great
change my mind.
Change my mind. Change
Golden
my
mind. Powie Award for Meme of the Year.
2018. All right.
I'm
2018.
Back.
All right, and now we are at our final. So we're talking about Guest of the Year for Isla Powell. Everybody just kind of.
You know, it's me, even though I've never actually been on the show. So
everybody just take them because we're not.
Couple.
We're not voting. We're just kind of reading off and shouting.
I won.
I didn't.
I bet all of these say Dusty. Oh, look at this one.
Naomi, that was the other one. All right, so real quick, because we got to wrap up.
Yep.
Donnie Francis, shout out.
Donnie!
Kendra T.
Sean T.D.
Yeah, Alexia.
That's Kendra and
Kendra and Naomi. Shout out Kendra and Naomi!
Jessica Prazik.
Miles Amadeus Prower.
He was there. That's Chinty at Sinful Delight there, yes.
Eric Martinez.
Third Degree and Chris J. Alex.
Hey.
Hudson Henrique Jr.
Dart Adams.
Bird Box.
Oh, sorry. That got in the Bird Box was here and just sat there and told me.
Dame Gone Wild.
Yeah. Dame Gone Wild.
That Hero was a
Hero Beats.
Mooney Warrior Cosplay.
Yes, oh, I love her. Morena Fantasy.
Shout out.
Jada J1 Greenlee.
Woo! Chantel Christine.
Paul Miranda.
Haley Lizard Hearts?
Yeah, Lizard Hearts, yep.
Yeah.
And,
Wait, you call your first daughter J1?
Yes. Because my daughters have, they're both of their names start with J. I call J1 and J2.
It's okay. All of my friends that went to
Greg Ball.
All of my friends that went to the International Women's March with me, we have what we call the Pussy Squad.
Oh, there you go.
And they have numbers like it's fucking, I'm Pussy Leader. We've got Pussy 1 and Pussy 2, and then we had an honorary Pussy 3. So it's like we were on a fucking Star Wars mission.
So that's how I named my daughters. With 1 and 2.
With a Star Wars mission.
To relate it. Who you at?
Rada Emmy Lissette.
Yes.
That's it, I'm done.
And then my wife, who I dragged on here kicking and screaming, Nicole Greenlee. I just
Nicole!
Happened to grab
her. Nicole! Ubez Wallet!
Oh my God.
All right, and our winner, of course, and a tie between my wife, Nicole, and my daughter, J1, are taking home the gold. Well, I'm taking it home to them. The Golden Polly Award.
Woo!
Folks, that is it for the Golden Polly Awards for 2018. Thank you all for going on this journey with us.
Woo!
I love you all. Love, trust, and belief.
Hashtag tools you do if you can
you
spell.
Do all your hashtags and shout out some socials, and we're going off the air. Bye-bye. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Love, trust, and belief. Sabu du bois.
Cat Chinetti on Instagram with a K.
I crack a window in between for the morning breeze. Of course we eat, but tonight your main course is me. So when I leave, she say text me. Boy, don't you ever forget me. Sexy, boy, I'm too sexy for my shirt. And so is you, so get undressed and go to work. I know you tables come get messy in the dirt.